KDBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More air pollution, climate change rules in the most populated state. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Already mandating all new passenger cars sold in California be zero emission, like electric or hydrogen, by 2035. California's Air Resources Board has now okayed rules requiring all new medium and heavy-duty fleet vehicles be zero emission, with rules beginning to kick in next year.
And trucking companies say the time frame is impossible. Illegal border crossings go up, go down, now they're up again, says Gloria Chavez, Chief Border Patrol Agent in Brownsville, Texas.
We start noticing the majority of that uptick is related to Venezuelan nationals, many of them, as you know, who have been waiting south of the river in encampments there.
People digging through the rubble of apartments blasted by Russian rockets in Uman, a city in Ukraine, over 20 people dead. Most of the increase in flight cancellations has been because of things airlines can control, says Congress's Government Accountability Office. This is ABC News. Cleaning up and seeing what's left of their homes, possessions, memorabilia after a tornado hit Hosford in Florida's panhandle yesterday.
I went and got in our shower. I didn't expect us to have the second story to our house left.
Ashley Bates had just started doing laundry when she got an alert on her phone. Lily Bates and her fellow eighth graders had just returned from a class trip.
We went to the hallways, did the thing where you put your hands over your head and stuff. I was crying.
Nobody reported hurt, but a lot of damage. Saving some of the blame for itself, a review by the Federal Reserve of last month's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. It says there was poor management, watered-down regulations, and lax oversight by Federal Reserve staffers. An Andy Warhol silkscreen portrait of O.J. Simpson is going up for auction. Part of Warhol's famous athlete series, the portrait spent 19 years in the possession of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which says it never displayed it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Two railway cars ended up in the Mississippi River after a freight train derailed on Thursday. It happened near DeSoto in Crawford County. The cars floated downstream but got stuck along the shore after passing under the Wisconsin Highway 82 bridge. Officials say the batteries on board are contained and don't pose a threat to the public. At least four employees were hurt. The cause is under investigation. A new proposal looking for a co-sponsor in the Wisconsin legislature would allow victims of child sexual abuse to file civil suits until the age of 45 instead of capping the age at 35. The Child Victims Act, however, does not allow those over 45 to file suit, something that victims and advocates have been requesting for years. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
.com to make your lawn envy worthy.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cutter, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, we need to fight for climate justice. And speaking of which, we have Nancy Bolio on, Leech Lake member, and up there in the deep north. Nancy, welcome. We want a quick update from you, and it's great to see you, and you got your cool headband on. Ho-wa.
Yeah. Bonjour. It's, you know, always a pleasure to be here in studio with you guys, even though it's like a Zoom in, but I feel like I'm here. I first and foremost want to give a shout out to all the, you know, nonprofits and, you know, some of the tribes and like the our tribal historical preservation officers for supporting us out in the sugar bush. And so I want to thank Indian Collective, Indigenous Environmental Network, MN350, Leech Lake and White Earth and Red Lake, all them and all the allies that have been out there with us. Because Robert, I think on this following Monday, it'll be 6 weeks we've been out there and we are in ceded territory. So for those of those listeners that don't know who I am, I'm Nancy Bolio from Leech Lake, and I'm the Northern Organizer for Minnesota 350. And I help lead the campaign work at Minnesota 350. And a big part of who we are is being Anishinaabe in the sugar bush, and we don't need a permit. We don't need to ask for permission. And what's really unique about this place that we're at, it's in ceded territory, meaning we gave up the title, but we never surrendered our inherent right to hunt, fish, gather, and travel. So we are there asserting those treaty rights in a peaceful way off of the reservation. And being just about 6 weeks in, the DNR has not been back, even though they try to push us out and confiscate our, you know, sugar bush and make us leave. We weren't having it. We stood our ground, and we hope that our experience here in the ceded territory, holding space as Anishinaabe in the sugar bush, that we inspire other relatives across Turtle Island to hold space just like we are, because we have that right.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been fun to see all the people up there. And the sugar bushing, you know, just let our audience know, especially our allies out there that may be listening to our show for the first time, what that is.
Yeah, so the maple trees, they have a water that's sweet and it's tasty, and it's like water first medicine, you know, so it's part of our stories, part of our culture. And there's just a particular time of the year when the temperatures are below freezing during the night and above freezing during the day, and allows that water at night to go up and back down and bring it to us for there to collect it. So we're out there doing ceremonies, we're out there doing teachings, we're building awareness. And I think, you know, that one of the best pieces about being out there is having the children come out. We've had two teachings this week from the Red Lake Charter School, and you know what's so heartwarming is when we hear our children come out there and speak our language, Robert. It's what you hear out there. And I just said yesterday, I thank the kids for speaking in our language. And I said our ancestors would be proud. So we're doing a lot of good things out there. You know, we had a beaver feast. We've had, you know, the maple camp. And we've had drying the tears ceremony, where we had a ceremony for loved ones we've lost in the last year. So I encourage people, you know, again, to remind the government that we have these rights. And again, we haven't been bothered by DNR, the law enforcement. And what's really means a lot to us too is the neighbors haven't been out to harass us. And I think because we worked on building relationship and awareness, mm-hmm. and then we continue to spoon feed these people that don't understand why we have these rights. It's kind of given us a platform where we could be out there in a good way. And I think we're a fine example of what that looks like.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too. I know some things happened when the snow melted, Nancy, and you guys are as true ecologists picked up the mess and did it in a good way.
Yeah, and we even had to haul out some stuff the hunters left behind. So they always want to say, you know, we leave the mess. Well, that's not true all the time. You know, I think they're just as guilty as whatever they're accusing us of. But I think what warms my heart, though, is that we're out there and we're showing, you know, the rest of the world what this looks like. And it kind of goes back to firelight. We've just seen our defendants, our non-Native allies, our cases were dismissed because the judge knew in the end that we were going to win, you know, with the treaty testimony going forward. And they kind of surrendered and dismissed those cases. But that actually helps build a foundation of why we're at the sugar bush now, because we proved to the state of Minnesota with our court case, when the Anishinaabe, when we won last year, we reiterated to the state of Minnesota that they lack subject matter jurisdiction over the Anishinaabe protecting their natural resources on or off the reservation. And again, the sugar bush is on ceded territory off the reservation, and we're trying to protect 625 acres from them logging or thinning out in a bad way. So again, it's part of our creation story, the migration story, and the Red Lake Trail. So we're out there in a land back status right now, Robert, and we're going to continue to be there. And we're going to do fish camp, we're going to do Manoman camp and ceremonies, and we're going to take a little pause because now we're in a really muddy state out here. So we're going to pause out for a couple weeks moving forward, and we're going to get the road and the conditions right out there, and we're going to invite everyone out for a round dance, and that includes you, Robert,
and Wendy. Yeah, I always get a bad hip on that round dance, Wendy. You know, I got to start stretching out a little better.
Yeah, you always come back limping.
Yeah. So you got time, Robert, a couple of weeks to start stretching those crickety parts in your body and get ready to round dance with us. So yeah, we're going to make an event out of it, and we're going to, you know, invite people to come out, and we got plenty of room for everybody. There's parking on the road and whatnot. So we want people to bring their hand drums, good energy, and come see what this is all about. And then take a small piece of that home with you and do it just like I did from Standing Rock, because mm-hmm. Standing Rock brought me where I'm at today. We're living it now. So the sugar bush, our intention is to breathe life back into our culture and into our treaties, and be out there in our ceded territory, reminding them that what good is that fish if it's poison? So we have to be out there protecting our natural resources, because it's usually the people doing it. So this is an organic approach to holding that space. But again, we couldn't do it without the support of our nonprofits and our allies holding that space with us. So again, chi mi gwich to everybody that's been out there.
Hey, just before we let you go here, can you give a shout out to how we could support MN350 or how people out there can support your work?
Sure. Well, right now at Minnesota 350, we are in our field, so just go to our website and hit the donate link and donate to us. And then when I come off of StreamYard here, I'm going to go into Facebook, and I'm going to share the link to the camp. And we also have a GoFundMe there, because it's not, you know, cheap staying out there. We just need some financial support to build a kitchen, because food is an integral part to our camp.
Right on. Hey, Nancy, thanks for stopping in on a Friday. Really appreciate you and your work, and have a good weekend. Ho-wa.
You too. Take care, guys.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Ho!
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Mary T. family of companies serves seniors and people with a wide range of disabilities. We provide home health care, hospice services, and accessible rental housing. This is Mary T., and we'd like you to join us. We're hiring direct care professionals, CNAs, nurses, and other support services. Our mission is to provide quality, personalized services to meet the unique and evolving needs of the people that we serve. Join a Minnesota family-owned company that was founded on a history of care. Apply today at MaryTInc.com/careers.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, Twin Cities, Latunji with Latunji's Palette Bakery and Cafe, located at 1400 Park Avenue South in the Elliott Park community. We invite you to discover the best peach cobbler, coffee, soups, salads, and sandwiches in the Twin Cities. And also, you can find my delectable treats at North Market Grocery Store, Annex Farmers Market, Plant Based Pop-Up, Bobby and Steve's, Handsome Hog, and our website, latunjispalette.com. That's latunjispalette.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we have State Senator Mary Kunish, and I mean, she's been doing bills, writing bills for the last few months here, and super tired, but we really, really appreciate you stopping in and giving us updates, and there's a lot going on. Welcome, State Senator.
Hamataki ape, everybody. Good to be here this Friday.
All right, cool. So, hey, some updates. I know we texted a little bit today. There's a lot going on at the state capitol here in Minnesota.
We are we're coming close to the end of our session. I think we might have 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks left. We have to finish by the 24th or the 22nd or 24th of May. But we're at the stage in the legislature where we have heard all of the bills. The chairs and the committee have put together an omnibus bill, which is like a big bill with all the little bills in it. I say it's like a manila envelope that you stuff all a bunch of bills into it and hand it off and get it voted off of the floor with a majority vote. And now we're going into conference time. So we'll take that omnibus bill and we have to match it up with the House. So I'm in the Senate. The House has an education, and I'm talking about education finance because I'm the education finance chair. So the House, the Senate, and then the governor also has a bill for education. We come together, we look at all three of our bills, and we merge them together. So tomorrow we'll be meeting, and our nonpartisan staff has put together what we call same and similars. So they go through all the bills and sort them out and list the ones that are the same, the ones that are similar, and then we start working on, you know, that, working to merge those bills. Maybe a little bit of the language is different, or allocations are a little bit different. We have to come to an agreement, but then there might be some things, and I think there will be, that we don't agree on, and we'll continue to work on that. Our goal is to hopefully have a final bill with all three of those bodies of the legislature merged into one by the end of next weekend. So that's kind of where we are, but all the committees are doing that right now. Once that bill is done, then we take it back to the floor. We pass it off of the floor in our own, you know, in the House and the Senate, and then we send it to the governor, and then that's the deal for the session.
Wow, that's so exciting.
But today we had a standalone bill, a very important standalone bill that we passed off of the Senate. And that is legalizing adult use cannabis.
Wow. I think I can turn this on real quick for a lot of you guys out there. A little applause there. Yes. Yeah, that's I know the House passed that. How did it go through the Senate?
It went pretty well. You know, the thing is that Senator Lindsey Port has been working on this since January, and she has, I wish I had the numbers. I think it's gone through 15 different committees. It's had, you know, I think close to 30 different amendments that either were accepted or not accepted, but most of them were accepted. A lot of bipartisan work went into this. More of the amendments that were taken along the way came from Republicans than the Democrats. Yeah. And for those of you that are listening, the Democrats, and we call ourselves DFL, the Democrat Farmer Labor Party here in Minnesota, we are in the majority in the House, but we're only the majority by one person, one vote. Okay. So many of those, as I said, at least two-thirds, if not more, were amendments along the way, came from Republicans, and Chair Port was very intentional about working with Republicans. And so, of course, there was discussion on the floor and pushback, and there was a little kerfuffle in the middle that actually ended up working out just fine. And we were expecting to be on the floor till 3 a.m, and I think it was like 10 minutes after 4 that they finally got it passed. I missed the final vote. Oh. I know. I missed the final vote because I was at the MIFBA bill signing ceremony. But it's a success. And, you know, if you want me to go into a little bit of detail, I will. But all in all, I think we're on our way.
Wow, that's interesting. I'd love you to go into detail. And one of the things that I heard, it was like 172 pages. So there's due diligence happening in this bill.
Oh, yeah. It's been, you know, we have been working on this probably for 5 years. Mm-hmm. When I was in the House, so I've been in the Senate for 3 years, and then in the House for 4 years. And the last 2 years I was in the House, we were working on, you know, getting a good idea of what Minnesotans want. wanted. So we actually had listening sessions for 2 years in the summer all over the country. All over the state. And listening to communities, listening to people talk about it, the good things, the not good things. I went to a number of those and held them in my own community. And, you know, I would say overwhelmingly, of course, the people that went were in favor of it. And a lot of them were veterans. A lot of them were in chronic pain and found this to be the only way. And Minnesota has medical marijuana already, but it's a hard process to get in there. And then, of course, I don't think insurance pays for it. So then you pay premium for this medicinal marijuana. You know, I had people come up to me in the craziest places and start telling me their story about why they use marijuana, anxiety, mental health issues. As I said, chronic pain, veterans with PTSD, some that were recreational use, I'm not going to lie. But you know what? It was overwhelming that this was something that Minnesotans wanted. And so we looked at what Colorado did. We looked at what other states have done and really tried to create the best process, the best program. And, you know, one of the most important things, this isn't just to provide a recreational high. This is to expunge all of those people that have records or have been jailed for minor offenses. You know, Black men specifically were incarcerated or have records five times more than white people do for the mm-hmm. same issue. So just for possession, you know, if you get caught and you're a Black man, you are five times more likely to have a record or go to jail. Right. And this is ridiculous. So there's a lot to it.
Are we talking about expunging too? Is that the proper way of saying that?
Expungement. Yep. Yep. We are looking at expungement. This bill that we have would automatically expunge low-level cannabis convictions, and it establishes a cannabis expungement board to review convictions that aren't automatically expunged it to determine any kind of resentencing eligibility. It eliminates current controlled substance related crimes for the possession or sale of cannabis. And it looks at other states' practices to override the cannabis illicit market with legal regulated market. Establishes new crimes related to the possession, sale, and cultivation of cannabis and cannabis process products. So there's a whole regulatory framework that they've put together and, you know, just have been very, very intentional to make sure this is a good, safe program that will be taxed and will, at the end of the day, go towards different benefits within our state.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, it helped me remember when Clinton was president, Mary, and we got less than a minute here in this segment, but when Clinton was president, he did the three strikes. And if you remember that, a lot of it was BIPOC people with low drug things going into prison for lifetime because that was their third strike. And that is just insane to even think about. If I'm correct on that, I thought it was something like that, wasn't it?
I do remember it, but I don't remember those details.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish with some good news. You know, let's get some more tax base going here and get the right people selling our stuff to ourselves. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back, Wendy, after this short break.
Stay with us.
Oh. Wow. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
This is Ross Stadheim, partner at MJSB Employment Justice. At our firm, we specialize in cases where our clients tried to do the right thing by reporting illegal or unethical conduct and were demoted or fired. There are laws in place that protect people like you who tried to do the right thing by reporting a problem but were retaliated against. At MJSB Employment Justice, we are fearless advocates who will protect your rights and obtain justice, whether it be a Fortune 500 company or something smaller.
Be heard. You deserve better. Contact us today at mjsbjustice.com.
Dare to be great and up your game both personally and professionally. If you're feeling stuck in a rut and unsure how to achieve your goals, then check out the Dare to be Great event on May 20th at the Parkview Event Center at the Mall of America. It features two amazing nationally known speakers to give you that extra motivation. Jack Canfield, the legendary success coach and founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, will share his proven formula for success with over 100 million books sold. And Michael Vukalik, the soulful success coach and author of The Mind, the Muscle, the Miracle, will inspire and empower the audience with science, philosophy, and evolutionary wisdom. General admission tickets are $197, while VIP tickets are $297 and include a private lunch and Q&A with the speakers and discounted tickets to the Nickelodeon theme park. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to learn from two gifted speakers and move your life from good to great. That's the Dare to be Great event on Saturday, May 20th from 8 to 4 at the Parkview Event Center at the Mall of America. Tickets and details at OutrageousSuccess.com.
Hey, AM950 listeners. My name is JP Debregosian. I'm the host of This Queer Book, Save My Life, the show where LGBTQ guests share the queer books that saved their lives with the very authors who wrote them. This week, I'm co-hosting with Enrica Manalo from the DEI Is podcast. We're talking with Brian McCormick about queer inclusivity at work. What does that really mean, to be queer inclusive? What does belonging look like for queer folk? Join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
New at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, Kuma Wood Stoves and Fireplace Inserts, American-made, sturdy and efficient wood heaters. All models qualify for 30% tax credit you can earn for installing efficient and renewable wood heat. Come see the new wood-burning Kuma Stoves and Fireplace Inserts.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has been selling wood-burning products since 1977. Kuma Woodburners are hard-working home heaters made from heavy, laser-cut steel. Kuma Stoves and Fireplace Inserts have cast iron doors and large self-cleaning glass windows. You can see the firelight and feel the heat from their efficient fire. One of Woodland's many choices to make fire work for you and your home.
Work with the chimney and insulation experts. They not only install, but will guide you if you want to install yourself. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood, gas, and electric units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, why we hate.
White nationalist and neo-Nazi hate groups are on the rise around the globe.
Ugh, I hate those guys.
Well, I don't like them either, but shouldn't we be trying to love more, hate less?
I don't know. Isn't it appropriate to hate hateful people?
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
Why we hate. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Get paid to upgrade. Warner Stellion will buy your appliance for $50 during our trade-in sale. No one else saves you more time, from shopping to free professional delivery like Warner Stellion. Put us to the test. Shop Minnesota family-owned WarnerStellion.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies tonight with a low around 39, Saturday rain with a high near 52, and Sunday partly cloudy with a high around 49. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle, while for lunch, enjoy favorites like the veggie burger or beet salad. Located off 29th and Johnson and at hazelsnetogo.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and we're just talking about some bills and things. State Senator, it must be a difference between night and day from last time you were in session to this time, where there seemed to be no action, and now there's plenty of action and bills being passed.
A plenty of action is right. It is it's a whole different kind of experience in the Senate this year. You know, for the last 2 years, we've been in my party, the DFL Democrats, have been in the minority. And so the GOP did not really include us in a lot of the decision making or in the conference committee program that's going to be happening here. In fact, in the whole 2 years that I was in the minority, I had one bill heard, just one single bill heard. Wow. It was a great one. It's the creation of MMIR license plate. And I can tell you, I think that's going to pass this year for sure.
Wow.
But it is very different because we Dems came in just ready to go. We had some bottled up frustrations and really a plan to make some big changes. You know, we've already codified reproductive freedom. So abortions are still legal in Minnesota, and we are doing more legislation to ensure that happens. We passed lunch and breakfast for our school kids at no cost. We passed trans. We are actually a sanctuary state now for trans folks, not just kids, but for families. There are a number of families that are moving to Minnesota or who have moved to Minnesota because they have trans kids, and the state that they were living in, the parents could have their children removed and the parents could go to jail. We've just been doing all kinds of really, really important good work, and we're going to continue to do that with these omnibus bills that are coming up. Last year, the chair of education finance was a GOP guy, and his end of the year, the whole budget for education for the state of Minnesota was a $30 million allotment for a literacy program, a privately run literacy program. And that was it. No mental health support, no additional supports for the teachers or the kids or anything like that. And so my bill is like $2.2 billion, ooh, if you can even imagine. $2.2 billion. This might be the only time we ever have this kind of a surplus. And because GOP did not pass any bills, like they did really nothing last year, the surplus that we had from last year, we are now spending this year. So they really shot themselves in the foot. And so bonding is going to happen for the infrastructure, roads and bridges and that sort of thing. Really, the first biggest, best investment that we've ever had in education, health and human services, ag, you know, everything. We are just trying to make sure that we're looking at the little person. What does it take to get those farmers, to help those farmers, those family farmers, folks of color that want to get into farming or are farming, or young folks that want to get, we're just, you know, losing these family farms right and left. And we want to make sure that we're supporting them. We want to make sure that we have a clean, healthy world, you know, environment for our next generation. So we've got all kinds of investments that way. I mean, it just goes on and on.
I saw State Representative Kowalski is, I don't know if she's ahead of a bill that's coming up about not taxing the retirees on their Social Security and that don't make, as a couple, I think it was over $100,000, and then a single is $78,000 a year.
Yep.
That's something that I think everybody can get aboard on, on board on.
So we'll tax those over $100,000 and over the $78,000, not the... not the, you know, the lower income seniors. Right. So that is a bill that's moving in different, you know, both in the House and the Senate have adjustments to Social Security. It will mean that, you know, perhaps our, you know, we won't have some of the funds that are available to use towards the our senior, our aging population. But this is really important, and I've been hearing so many stories about our elderly folks, especially women. You know, as you look at who is aging out, these are women whose husbands work. They maybe had a little part-time job or something like that and never built up a lot of wealth for themselves, don't have Social Security themselves to draw from, so they're drawing their husband's Social Security. And they are very, very, very limited incomes. And, you know, I got this senior living place near me where the corporate owners keep just jacking their rent up like 12% and 12% and nickel and dime them to death and charge them extraordinary amounts for their utilities. No. And there's nothing they, you know, some of them are fighting back because I had two residents come into my office yesterday with this very well put together binder of information and then letters and stories saying we need help. I mean, there was a resident there that was eating cat food because that's all she could afford. And she was too proud to ask for help. And it's the beauty of it is this community is coming together and helping each other. Like if you need, if you're feeling anxious, call us. If you need somebody to talk to, call us. If you don't know how to fill out a form, call us. But they have just created such an incredible, you know, human support system. I just, you know, it almost makes me want to cry.
Wow. Yeah, it's important to take care of our elders for sure. Yeah, Wendy, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is heartbreaking. And for someone to have to eat cat food or, you know, scraps or go out and look for leftover foods, it's just that's really sad to me.
It is. And, you know, many of them are on medication. Some of them that have CPACs or a heart implant, what do you call those?
Transplant?
A pacemaker.
Oh, a pacemaker.
You know, they have to have electricity to monitor, and, you know, they're turning off their utilities. So it's heartless. It's just heartless. It's all about that eternal dollar at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked with some of my other legislators, and we're going to start working on some things. Hopefully we can bring the AG in or something like that, but we can't let this continue for any reason at all.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and Native Americans, and I know even in the old days, our elders were, you know, respected and things like this wouldn't happen to them. And it's heartbreaking to hear because of the almighty dollar. And Wendy, you know, healthcare the same way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Always profits over patience, profits you know, over compassion, profits over everything.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
Well, State Senator, we got a few more minutes. What lies ahead here besides you're ending your session on the week of my birthday and there'll be a major celebration? I think May is Native American Heritage Month, and there's so many things going on there and things at the Capitol, too.
Yep. On May 5th, we will be having the MMIR Remembrance Day at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. At noon, it will begin. And there will be prayer and song and speeches. We will start it off with a walk around the Capitol grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage anyone and everyone to come out. I think there will be food and music. But it'll be a day to remember our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. And it's important that we continue to keep that work. In Minnesota, we create a missing and murdered Indigenous relatives office, a permanent office in our state government. And Director Juliette Rudy now has three staff members, and they are really bent on getting to figure out how to access data within our state government, share data within our state government, how to start working with county and local sheriffs and police when things are happening, cold case issue cases. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we will pass that specialty license plate for MMIR, because that little bit of money that you pay for that license plate will go into a reward program for our MMIR. And so there's a lot of really good things. And as we work on these omnibus bills and come towards a final agreement, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable of the good work we're going to do for Minnesota.
Wow, totally exciting. And we really, it seems like, Wendy, we have the front seat to that with State Senator Mary Kunish coming on every week.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I'm so happy. And thank you so much for your work, Mary. It really means so much. And you're awesome, seriously.
Right.
Oh, whoopila, everybody.
Wow, Pini Gigi, that was State Senator Mary Kunish of the great state of Minnesota. Up next, we're going to be having our Sacred Animal section with Wendy, and we're going to talk about
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back. back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Well, the sad thing, Wendy, was that was a four-person howl, and we're going to be saying see you later because we don't say goodbye in our own way to Zoe, and we're going to miss Zoe. So
yeah, we want Zoe to know that she did an awesome job, and we really appreciate it. She will be missed very much, and we are inviting her to come back anytime she, you know, wants to come back. So
right.
Yeah, thank you, Zoe, for all your hard work. We really appreciate it.
Chimiigwech to all of you and everyone at Native Roots Radio. It's been a really wonderful experience.
Right on. Zoe, we hope we keep your family listening to the show even though you're not on. Ho! Cool. Hey, it's Fun Fact Friday, and I want to hand it over to my beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot. Go ahead, Wen.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animals at the local and state level, and it's always a fun thing to do that. Yeah, so on Fridays, we do a Fun Fact Friday just because it's the weekend. We want to go into the weekend with some lightness in our heart and just have a nice calm weekend, and we don't want to talk about anything too controversial or sad or anything like that.
Friday was a downer. Remember that?
I do remember that. Well, I didn't read the whole article before I started reading it on the air.
It's going to get better.
It was funny, but it wasn't. It was a horrible one. But anyway.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got this list of 300 random animal facts, and it's from the Number Fact site. It's written by Luke Ward. Yeah, and it's on science, nature, and animals. And again, it's 300 random animal facts. And we're starting from the backwards. We started from 300 and we're going to number one. Wow. And we're on, I think we're around 211, so we'll see. I might have already did these, but this is what we're doing. So,
you're right on.
Yeah, so 211. There are currently over 1 million animal species on planet Earth. Hmm. Yeah, I would think that they were more, but a million. Million's a pretty good number. Agrizoophobia. Agrizoophobia is a fear of, do you want to guess, Robert? Agrizoophobia.
Of corn I don't know.
Agrizoophobia. It's a fear of wild animals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I mentioned this one before, or I might have just read it in my head and thought I said it, but a puppy is born blind, deaf, and toothless.
Like a dog puppy?
Yeah. Dog puppy. Yeah. A dog puppy. What other? Well, I guess could be like a fox. No, I think fox are called kits.
Yeah, that's a fun fact, too.
Yeah. A squid's eye can get as big as a basketball.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
A squid's eye can get as big as a basketball.
Okay.
I don't know. See, they don't give you any explanation.
Now you're talking like me, Wendy.
I just woke up. I took a little nappy this afternoon.
Your voice is a little deeper,
it is,
too.
Isn't it? It's what happens when I have a little nappy. Snakes do not blink.
Oh.
I bet you they have dry eyes.
Yeah, Visine is what we used to use in high school.
This is something really dumb. An owl has a small brain. That's all it says. Like, well, duh.
We don't like to talk
about
animals.
Like, you could say
animals.
A mouse has a small brain, too.
We don't like to talk about owls in our culture, you know what I mean?
Oh, owls.
You ever see, like, reservation dogs when they have an owl on it and they'll have stars on the eyes so you can't look at the owl in the
eyes? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The average dog can run about 19 miles an hour. The average dog.
Well, I bet you ours could run faster when it had its four legs.
I know, when Wanda had her four legs. Aww. Yeah, well, if I ever let her off the leash, I bet you she could run faster than 19 miles an hour.
Especially even with those three legs.
I know. Oh. Yeah, she tore her ACL, if for those who do not know.
Or do not remember.
Wanda, she's a little bit of a wild dog. She's a small Shih Tzu. She's 10 pounds. She's very, very cute. And she blew out her ACL, and she had to have surgery. So she went through this whole big surgery, and we've been pampering her. I took her back to the vet. It was just yesterday. We got the bad news that she blew out surgery. So now, I'm getting doomy and gloomy here, but now she has to rest for 3 weeks, and then we're going to reevaluate the whole surgery, but she may need to have another surgery. So.
And that's a Wanda fun fact for Friday.
Yeah, we might have to get a GoFundMe page going on this, but one survey reports that 33% of dog owners admit they talk to their dogs on the phone or leave messages on answering machines while they're away.
What?
I know sometimes when I'm in New York, we FaceTime, and I FaceTime with Wanda.
Did you ever see that one video with those two dogs?
Oh, my God. You guys have to look this up. They're two dogs, and they're Zooming with each other. They're best friends, and they're
They're so happy to see each other
over Zoom. And then one starts crying, and then the other one starts howling. I'm sure you could just look it up. Two dogs Zooming.
I'm sorry. I love TikTok.
It was TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was really, really cute. So listen to this one. I didn't know this. A chicken with red earlobes will produce brown eggs, and a chicken with white earlobes will produce white eggs. Yeah.
I don't have a response to that at all.
Okay, well, China has the most goats in the world. They have over 170 million goats.
Why
they have the
that?
Most people, too. So they probably have the most of everything there. Let's just say they have the most of everything.
Good and bad.
Good and bad is right. There is only one pink bottlenose dolphin that has been discovered in an inland lake in Louisiana, USA.
Inland lake? Wow. That's crazy.
A pink bottlenose dolphin. Inland lake in Louisiana. The animal on the Firefox logo is not a fox, but a red panda. I don't know if I know that logo.
Say that again.
The animal on the Firefox logo is not a fox, but a red panda.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, I don't know that.
Nina says chickens have earlobes. What? And then you could maybe do a whole show on that next week.
I know. That's crazy,
that
right?
That is crazy.
Oh, my God. An elephant can smell water up to 3 miles away.
Wow.
I didn't know that water smelt. Right? What does it smell like?
Well, not chlorine like it does in Minnesota or in our house.
I'm going to mention the animal that you don't like. Many species of owls have special feathers for flying silently.
Okay.
Yeah, so other animals, their prey, right, can't hear them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Two dogs were among the Titanic survivors.
What?
Yeah.
That's a good fun fact.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Two dogs. Oh, I love dogs. 79% of pet owners sleep with their pets.
Only 79?
I know. I thought it would be higher, actually,
well,
right?
It's hard with those big dogs.
Yeah, I know. Well, we sleep with our two dogs. They're in the bed with us, and then the cat comes up, too.
We used to have a chihuahua that if we moved, he'd bite me in the head.
He'd growl, yeah, and bite you. I know. Yeah. Time. Oh, I don't have that much time left. Okay. Most young fireflies feed on nectar and pollen, although adult fireflies do not need to eat to survive.
What?
They don't need to eat.
We need to get deeper in these.
That's all they lead. They don't, you know, then you're like, oh, let me find out about that. And then you Google, you know, that particular fact to learn more. Yeah. Dumbledore isn't only the headmaster of Hogwarts. In fact, a Dumbledore is an old English term for a type of bee.
Hey.
That's 194. Sometimes I skip over them if they're not appropriate.
Yeah. Hey, you've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Peeny Gigi to Nancy, State Senator Mary Kunish, and Wendy. Zoe, happy trails. Hey.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
ABC News.